All right, we should be live. Welcome to Harmix's Happy Live Chat number 11.
11 likes waffles.
Yes. Actually, do not have a guest today, after all. Just found out that our planned guest for this evening was Carly Sonnefeld. There's a miscommunication. I honestly didn't realize that it was going to be Easter until this weekend myself. So she didn't get the reminder email until after she was already out with family. So, and then I didn't get her notification until just a couple minutes ago. So, oh well, we will reschedule that. But Chris already spent his time with the family, and I'm out in Ohio, not near family, so not an option for me.
Yeah, I had a fun Easter Sunday. It was great. I missed all the Easter egg collecting, but I was awakened at 6 a.m. by having plastic eggs dumped onto my head.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Let's go wake up Uncle Chris.
6 a.m. I mean, they had already done the eggs and the Easter and everything. I couldn't have been. I don't know. Time is a flat circle.
Well, maybe you'll get some more sleep tonight.
I like we will. Very quickly.
Yes. Hopefully I will as well. I got some sleep last night, but
you're good.
And then got up and slept in my recliner for another couple hours. Anywho, what do we want to talk about today? Because we did set aside a little bit of time to talk about current events in case some of that came up. But what else can we talk about before we get to that?
There's some stuff that happened on the news and we can talk about that. But let's not talk about that.
I was going to say, there's that current news too. Yeah. I was referring to horror news, but
tire fire burns. No, I did homework. I looked up some stuff and there is some horror news that we can talk about. Hold on, before I do that, let me also go to the live chat so I can chat with the people if they're there.
Yes.
Chat. Not yet. Okay. Let me think. Yeah, there's some fun horror stuff coming out lately. There's John Jarrett's going to be in another horror movie in addition to the third installment in the Wolf Creek series.
I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
I am. I've seen him in movies. I'm not sure if he's the bad guy in this one. He's done both. Like, there's a movie called 100 Bloody Acres, which is about a couple of...
Even setting him aside, I was just pointing out that you like Wolf Creek in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I got mixed feelings about Wolf Creek 3, man. I don't know.
All right. So, back to him then.
Yeah, back to the other thing. Before that releases, he is might be on VOD already, or I think they're in the process of shooting it. He's going to be in a survival horror.
Words.
Yeah. Consonants are difficult.
They can be.
Yeah, survival horror called The Shed. The Shed or just Shed? Yeah, because there's another movie called The Shed. So not that one. This one's just Shed. It looks cool. It's little girl gets trapped in a shed on her farm, and while she's trapped in the shed, they get like a home invasion done on them. So she has to hide in the shed while she doesn't know what's happening to her family, and there's criminals like just wreaking havoc.
That is
the trailer looked a lot cooler than I described it.
Well, while you were pulling that up, I was trying to pull up our guest from today. That we just
that was a fun call.
It was. Unfortunately, IMDb is not playing nicely with me. But his name was Chris, Mr. Chris. I actually should have clarified, is it Chris Nash or Christopher Nash? But
he's Chris Nash.
Yeah, special effects on Psycho Gorman and A Violent Nature, The Void, ABCs of Death 2. And I guess they're currently doing some pickups for In A Violent Nature 2. I was trying to.
I asked him if he could reveal what the pretzel scene in this one was, but he's it was a moot point. I was asking just for fun.
Right.
You can never reveal it.
No.
No spoilers.
Let's try. pull up his what else he has worked on other than those four, but IMDb is
shit.
I swear to God, I'm gonna like do nothing because this it's pointless. I don't know. I think it's because this laptop actually I'm connecting on wireless, so my internet connection is much slower because it's trying to do the video thing. I should wireless.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm doing all this over wireless.
Yeah, it does have a physical port, so I should plug in.
I got you, though. In addition to... what were the things we said? In a Violent Nature. In a Violent Nature 2. He's also worked in Psycho Gorman. He was the writer and director. What's that?
And the boy, I said ABCs of Death 2. And
ABCs of Death 2, yes. T is for thread segment in there, which is interesting. I got things crisscrossed at one point. Yeah, it was in ABCs of Death 2.
Yeah.
Not the first one.
Correct.
Yeah, he was talking about how... remember how he said there was... they have one of the letters be like an open submission for any indie filmmakers to submit their film?
Correct.
Yeah, and he said it was T, so I thought he was going to say like he was the submission, and that's how he got into it all. But yeah, he did T on number two.
Yeah. Who did he say did it was the T on the first one? I don't remember. Listen to the podcast. You'll find out.
Yeah, listen to the podcast, you jerks. We're going to just tell you about it. You got to go to the website or go to any of your podcast stores and check out the thing.
Yeah. But yeah.
I'm on 3.5 hours of sleep and have prepared for this live stream. So I'm going to make a lot of sense this time.
Yeah. I exported the audio for Patreon, but I haven't uploaded it yet. I'll do that after we get off this call. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, the full of the proper tier, you'll have the full unedited audio before I go to bed tonight. And then once I get the edited version, then we upload that to Patreon first and we schedule the release. Believe the calendar looks like the edited version would be released in June. I think June 5th is, if I remember correctly. So that's... couple months away, but if you want it sooner, you can go to the Patreon page and subscribe to the proper tier. And we haven't talked about that in quite a while, so we can also just throw out that there's also a free tier if you just want to support without any, you know, financial obligation. But if you do,
we will not sell your information to any unprofessional or unlicensed demons.
To any demons. Actually, I thought he was gonna give a straight comment on that, and I was gonna add that we're not joking about that. Chris and I both hate that crap about selling contacts to third parties, and so we have no intention of doing that. What was I gonna say about the other thing I wanted to say about the Patreon? So if you can offer any kind of support, what?
No.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
There is a tier that I believe is $1 per month, which breaks out to like 50 cents per episode. So it's a super good deal if you're able to support, help support it all. What else is in horror news that you want to talk about? Oh, well, actually, even before we get to the horror news, I should probably ask you, what have you been watching this week or reading or partaking in?
TV show. Yeah. Nothing horror much, really. I've been watching Scarpetta. It's a thriller on Amazon. And Paradise. It's an interesting sci-fi show about people that live in a mountain in Denver because the world went kablooey.
Okay.
Yeah. The sky fell. Because the sky's fake. Because they live in a mountain. I rewatched 28 Years Later Bone Temple last night, you know, for Easter, because why not watch a movie with Jimmy Crystal getting crucified on an upside down cross for Easter. It's what you do.
Right.
Spoilers? It's been out for a while now.
Well, I haven't seen it. Then again, I probably won't either. Because I don't watch anything.
There's your problem. You need to watch more shows. It's a waste of time, but it keeps you safe. Ish.
I don't have enough time as it is.
Yeah.
What time we got? 7:47.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today's call was fun.
It was.
It was interesting.
And he gave us a couple good references that we can follow up with.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully get some cool other additional cool conversations going.
Yeah. What else? I think I talked about this before, but there's another season of The Terror coming out. Speaking of TV shows, yeah. It is the Terror to enunciate. First season is about an ice breaking ship in the year 400 or something like that. It's old. It's before YouTube, so who knows. Okay. No, it's like in the 1600s. It's about a British expedition ship that is exploring the Norwegian North area, and they get run aground and run into some indigenous people and a half Marin, half polar bear named Toonbuck. Why not?
Half mare, like half merman, half bear?
No. No, half man. Oh, half bear.
Sorry.
And again, enunciation is difficult right now.
Okay. I was like, half merman, half bear. That'd be interesting.
It's half man, half bear, and half pig. Man, bear, pig.
See, at least those are all land-based creatures.
They're super ethereal, too.
Let's see, when we were talking to Chris earlier today, he was bringing up Backrooms.
Yeah. Actually, So I was looking up things to discuss earlier, and I did run across some Backrooms stuff.
Yeah.
They have a teaser, I guess?
Yeah.
It is... Yeah, it's a viral video, but it's a TV commercial for Captain Clark's Ottoman Empire. So if you wanted to see the assassin from Serenity who kills people with a sword in a low-budget, shitty pirate furniture salesman commercial, which is kind of giving a combination of Candle Cove and Ants in My Eyes Johnson, that's part of the Backrooms lore now. Yeah, but no, the Backrooms does look good. Our guest today and I both agreed on that. Like, we were both kind of the same mindset. Like, Backrooms film, I don't know, making it a full-length feature film might ruin it, and they just do a good job. Hmm. I have skepticism, but I've seen the trailer. It does look good.
I have seen, I don't know if I saw the entire trailer or just clips of it. I saw something a day or two ago. I should go back and double-check, but since the interview we recorded today won't be up for a couple months, I will share this here since this is live, and we'll go live as soon as we get off here. I, in my 20s, worked as a third shift security guard for the Florida International Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida. And this was late 90s, I want to say 98 maybe. They had the Titanic exhibit there. And the Florida International Museum at the time was housed in a former Maas Brothers department store. It was a four-story building.
For those who don't know, a department store is where you used to get clothes.
It's basically the back room. The back rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Only
grimier and dirtier, right?
Well, I mean, initially, when it was brand new, it looked like what the back rooms is. But that was kind of what I'm getting at, is that... my commentary was that I hope that they there's at least some section within the back rooms where it gets down to more like grimy and gritty, because so yeah. from my experience working at that museum, it was third shift, so you know 3-4 o'clock in the morning. The Titanic Museum was only on the first floor. On the second, third, and fourth floors were old abandoned department store fixtures and all that okay. stuff from the department store. And of course, 3 o'clock in the morning, all the lights are turned off, and we have to make rounds once an hour. And the only lighting is the flashlight that I'm taking with me, and I have to go around.
They didn't even have like the security or emergency lights, like an occasional red light up in a corner, just pitch black.
The only thing that there were the exit lights, which were the red by the exterior doors. But on the second, third, and fourth floors, there was only, I think, maybe two of those in the entire floor. So,
yeah.
you know, everything else was...
So it's essentially not lit, yeah.
Correct. Not just not lit, but pitch black, because all the windows were closed, too, boarded up. So... Yeah, and then the department store was, like I say, it was abandoned for like 20 years before they had put the museum in on the first floor. So there was trash up there. It was all dirty and grimy and dust everywhere. And like the bathrooms had styrofoam. You know that spray styrofoam that expands when you spray it for construction use?
Yeah.
They use that to seal up all the toilets, because otherwise, you know, if someone were to get inside there, they would, you know, piss and shit in the toilets, which don't have running water.
Insulation foam and seal.
That's not just this place. That's a common thing.
That's what I'm laughing at, is that this is a common thing, because it happens that often. They're just yes. fucking seal it up.
Yeah. Well, because the problem is that if you don't do that and then it gets down into the pipes, it's even harder to, you know, deal with, potentially. So, or not just, you know, human stuff, but like people could potentially put physical items down there, which would then be even more of a problem. Mm. Anyway, also in the basement of this place, it was one big room the size of the entire building. And it was, you know, you just have the 2-foot by 2-foot columns every so far. But it was an unfinished basement. So dirt floor, mm-hmm. brick walls. And when I say brick, it was like brick from like the 1800s kind of brick. Like mm-hmm. dirty, nasty stuff. And the basement of this place, it was only a couple blocks away from the bay. So like water would seep in from the bottom, from the water table. I bet
that smelled great.
Personally, for me, the basement was actually scarier than any of the second, third, or fourth floors. But going back to the back rooms thing, the one takeaway that I have that I'm not a huge fan of is that the back rooms, everything is all clean and bright and as if it were brand new, you know. And mm-hmm. that can be kind of creepy in its own way, because clearly, you know, that kind of an environment is, you know, 20, 30, 40 years old now. But I'm really hoping that at some point in the movie... they do a shift where like the lights turn off and the only way that you can navigate is with your own flashlight, and then maybe you start seeing trash everywhere, so it looks like, you know, an actual abandoned building, more like urban.
So you're talking about your takeaway from the trailer from the movie, or have you seen the backrooms videos and you're saying that's also a little too bright and clean?
Both, actually, now that you mention it, because I have seen some of the backroom videos, and it's the same like that in those videos. I don't think they ever do.
Yeah.
Make they that don't. Change.
So I think that's part of the style of the back rooms, though. It's liminal space. It's, you know, it doesn't really have an aged look to it, other than the style, because some of the wallpaper is like filigree and shit.
I mean, it can be liminal and still going to like, okay, this is an abandoned territory.
Yeah.
Vibe, even one that's been lived in. Like, mm-hmm. and I think there were hints in the trailer that there are some rooms where people have like gotten lost back there and lived there for a while.
Oh yeah, there are those in the trailer and in the back rooms videos. Like, I don't know, what I've got from them is like, it's very liminal. It is like one of the most liminal pieces of media that I watch, because the environment doesn't seem to have an age. It doesn't seem to be brand new or old. It's kind of a little worn in, a little grimy, and the lighting is consistent, but the lighting itself is very dingy, old, fluorescent lighting.
Yes.
And there's always a hum, and there are areas that are cluttered, but they're still clean.
Yes.
Like, it's just things like a pile of chairs.
Yes.
Or a car with interior.
Have you ever done urban exploration?
I have not. I've watched plenty of horror movies on it.
Well, it's still liminal. It's just a different...
Oh, yeah. Different feel. It's a different style.
Yeah, different feel. But it is still liminal. Because, I mean, back when I was... I mean, you and I both lived in Florida for quite a while. But when I moved there in the 80s, there were a lot of abandoned buildings where, like... We didn't know what the term urban exploration meant back then. I don't even know if that term had been coined yet. But like,
I was urban exploring before it was even a thing.
jokingly, but yes. you know, being in middle school, riding my bike around the neighborhoods and cutting school and just looking for a place to hang out so I wouldn't get caught by the truancy cops, you know.
Yeah.
You know, a building that's abandoned and where some of the windows are broken in, you go around back and find an open door, start exploring these abandoned homes. Anyway, I'm hoping that they take some kind of a turn in the movie where they take it in that direction, even if it's not, you know, how can I say this, even if it's just temporary and then they go back to the freshly lit.
God, what's it describe? The lemon rind tone wallpaper? Like, I'm trying to think of stuff. Because, you know, you got pea soup green, or like, well, what shade of yellow is that? Is it piss yellow?
You know what it is. I can tell you what it is. It's the shade of yellow that interior designers decided to use in the 80s, back when a lot of people still smoked. And you couldn't put up white because cigarette smoke. Cigarette smoke would turn your wallpaper yellow, and so they
and your computers and appliances,
everything else,
anything that's supposed to be white.
So they leaned into it and said, "All right, we're going to make everything this kind of shade of color, so that when it starts getting tinged from the smoke, you can't tell."
Mm. So the default tone is cigarette stain.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. If you look close, though, they have a pattern. It's interesting. It's like a lighter whitish yellow.
Modeled.
Like
some...
It's a model. Yeah. But no, in some of the Backrooms videos I've seen, they go out through a door or just in the woods somewhere, and then they find another door and go back into the hallways. So, yeah, of course, I have a feeling in the movie they're going to do some shit like that. It was good, though. I like Chiwetel Ejiofor. And who's the woman that's in it? Oh, I think the pop singer, Charlie XCX.
Is she?
I know, she was in Faces of Death.
Was she? I missed that, too.
She will be in Faces of Death. Which I have said before, I think, on the stream or elsewhere, that I was just not a fan of Faces of Death from the get-go. Like, what are you doing? This is originally... You know, one of the earliest examples of viral marketing, and you know, everybody thought it was real because it was back in the day before the YouTubes and before the Googles. We didn't have Lycos yet.
I do kind of that's kind of where I was at too, but I recently saw a trailer for it that made me change my mind a little bit, because instead of it being so the original Faces of Death clips were. It was supposed to be a collection of clips that had been gathered sort of surreptitiously from different sources, like things that nobody was ever supposed to see, and all put on a tape, and then that tape was circulated. And that's not exactly what the new Faces of Death is, although there is an element of that. More, it's touching on being a censor. Is the only word I can think of, but you know, content censorship for these large platforms like Facebook. If somebody were to post something that is against your Facebook's terms of service, and you yeah. flag it to be reported as saying, like, this is, you know, against terms of service, then there has to be somebody who reviews that material, confirms mm-hmm. whether or not it is against terms of service, and if so, takes it down. Otherwise, they allow it to stay up. Well, mm-hmm. I remember seeing something in the news a couple years back where there were people who were doing that as a job who were becoming basically psychologically scarred because their entire job was to sit there 8 hours a day watching stuff that nobody should have to watch. Yeah. Right. And yeah. they're kind of incorporating that into the movie of, if I'm reading it properly, the trailer I saw, the protagonist is basically one of those people doing that job. And she's taking down videos that shouldn't be on whatever platform it is that she works for.
Yeah, but the that and isn't there also a isn't also like a copycat angle to it? Like, this is kind of like it's similar to how Return of the Living Dead references Night of the Living Dead as historical history in that universe. In this new Face of Death, there is a copycat killer who is recreating the deaths from Faces of Death, I think.
I didn't catch that from the trailer I watched, although it might be in there and I just didn't catch it. There was some sort of a copycat aspect in that there was some, almost like mimetic thing, like where people were recreating it and trying to upload it or uploading the same video, and this person is having to take it down multiple times. Mm-hmm. But I don't have... I only saw the trailer once, and it was like a couple days ago, and I've probably purged most of it from my memory. But, you know, there's some element of that, but I can't comment on exact details of it.
Mm. Yeah.
But the comment that I was making is that there's sort of this meta wrapper of involving somebody whose job it is to do that kind of content moderation, which is, that's mm-hmm. the word I was looking for, not censorship, moderation. Which I do find to be interesting because that is a real world thing that has cropped up in the last, you know, 10, 15 years that we've
had. Oh, absolutely. It's
so
even before that.
Yeah.
There's a horror movie about it.
Yeah.
And called Censor.
Is that what that one was about?
Yeah. Yeah, it was set in the 80s, though, I want to say, in Britain, in the video nasty era.
Oh, okay.
80s or 90s.
Well, so... if that's the case, what I'm saying is I do like the fact that they're now bringing this up to date in terms of, like, content moderation for Facebook and Instagram and that kind of thing, that you know, there are people who do that for a living. And specifically, the thing that I'm hoping that they touch on is the fact that people are seriously affected by that, because the article that I was reading a couple years ago actually was about how, to be frank, the companies are kind of screwing people over who do that as a job, because what they would do is, first of all, they would farm it out to third-party countries so that the people that they had doing the work weren't protected by, you know, U.S. employment laws. Number two, they also weren't telling the people who they were hiring exactly what they would be doing or who they'd be doing it for. The article that I read, it had something to do with Facebook. People who were contracted to do it for Facebook, but when they applied to do the job, they weren't told that it was for Facebook, and they were told when they did get the job and it was told Facebook, they were basically told, you can't tell anybody that you're working for Facebook. But they also didn't give these people any kind of, I'm going to say this, psychological treatment for the damage that this kind of material would cause them. So they're basically saying, hey, okay, you're going to do this for 8 hours a day, and when you're too damaged to do it anymore, you'll quit, and we'll just hire somebody else. And good luck with the rest of your
life. Well, if it's in the contract, it's in the contract. You got to read the fine print.
So
did they tell them up front that you were going to be viewing people getting murdered or violent acts?
I think they just said it was content moderation, but they didn't get to the actual details of what that meant. And of course, if you don't know what that means, especially if you're living in a third world country and not really active on social media, then maybe you don't know what that means. So, you know. And of course, they start you out light, as the article was saying, that, you know, they start you out with, like, minor stuff. And then once you show that you can do the job, then they start hitting you with some of the more scarring details and just keep ramping it up on you until you quit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I am once again beset with the notion that human beings are terrible and this world needs a meteor like this town needs an enema.
Yeah.
Tabula rasa. Let some other animal involve sentience and take over. Maybe we'll have just... God damn it. The first animal that came to mind was sentient koalas running the plant, but that would be terrible.
Yeah.
They would just fuck each other into oblivion.
Right. Give everybody chlamydia and call it a day.
I mean, it would be a race of sentient koalas with the whole planet, so I guess it would be everybody.
Yeah, but considering how smooth-brained koalas are, that's not saying much.
Yeah, it's not. They're a loop.
That's... You know why?
Something because it also has the psychotropic ingredients in it. Is the same as eucalyptus, or
it's not psychotropic. It's that's how bad their guts are at digesting the eucalyptus, so they can eat it a second time and still get more nutrients out of it.
Jesus fucking Christ! Even their gut biome is lazy.
It's not that they're lazy, but in a way, it kind of is. Although
go ahead and eat this again and pass it by, I'll get the rest of it.
Well, they've evolved themselves into a corner because that's the only thing they can eat. But in a way, you could argue that that's kind of lazy because they never bothered trying to maybe eat anything else because there's clearly other stuff in the area that you could eat other than eucalyptus leaves because there's other stuff living. But
it's like you're arguing with a koala. Like, you know, there's other food that's like, it's food and not your own shit.
Right. But
what?
But eucalyptus.
Yeah. All right. Terrible idea. No sentient koalas. Humanity should be erased because we're fucking awful. And sentient dogs. Dogs inherit the earth. Yes. Yes, dogs. Question is, which breed, though? I vote boxers. I like boxers. Normal dog.
It'd be a goofy world, that's for sure.
Oh, shit, it would.
Be a derpy.
Open it right there! Yeah! a whole world populated by zoobies.
I just saw something as I was scrolling through here that reminded me of what's the thing we've been watching? Cherry Flavor, Brand New Cherry Flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of it? Brand New Cherry Flavor.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Well, for those who have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, on Friday nights we have on our Discord server. It's a Friday night wild card. Chris streams whatever it is that he feels like streaming, and he's been streaming Brand New Cherry Flavor for the last couple weeks. So it's been interesting. How many seasons is it? Just the one season?
One. Yeah, just kind of a one-off. They set it up to four. It is... eight episodes.
Okay, so we're almost done.
Yeah, I think next week I'm just going to do, if I can stay up for it, a threefer and do episodes 6, 7, and 8.
Well, we've been doing two a night, so you could probably just do 6, 7.
That's why I wanted to do 6, 7, 8. I wanted to avoid
a lot. And then we could do 8 and hang out in BS or start something else.
Mm-hmm. Here's a good show. If y'all out there on the YouTubes ain't seen it, it's Rosa Salazar, the chick who played Alita Battle Angel, and she is an indie director in the 90s. Who has a kick-ass film, a horror film, and she goes to L.A. and she knows some people that have some connections, so they get her in touch with this producer named Lou Berg, who's a bit of a dick, and...
steals it from her.
Yeah. So, she does what any normal person would do in this situation, and...
puts a curse on him.
Consults a witch who helps her put a curse on him. And that's all I'll give it.
And then regrets it.
Vomiting kittens. That's it. It's a good show. Check it out.
Yeah. What else? What else? What else?
What else in horror news?
Saw something about Blair Witch. Guess they're doing something with that.
Yeah. Again?
I have not read anything about it, so I would have to read before I want to comment, but I do know that there's, you know, there was some controversy, what, a year ago, 2 years ago, about them wanting to do something new with that property that, you know, they have not not done too well to the previous casting crew. You know, because if I remember correctly, they had basically signed off that they, bless you, would allow their names and likenesses to be used in other products relating to this, and then they didn't get any compensation past what they got for the first one, type of thing.
They didn't get any money for the action figures?
I don't think so, no.
There's no action figures.
Oh. Maybe. Wouldn't surprise me.
Let's stick people. I'd buy one. I'd hang it up at Christmas.
I could see that. Although, for that matter, you could probably just make that same little stick figure that they use in the movie.
Nope. Gotta get the action figure. Has to be official. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to summon the witch.
It's just a, it's just a sparkling witch, but that leads into Twilight jokes.
Vampires.
Yes. Just sparkling. Thing. Yeah. Vampires don't sparkle.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Oh, God damn it. The mailing list has been growing. We've now done 3 drawings. Sent out 2 items, and we're waiting to hear back from the winner of the 3rd drawing to find out what item they want, and then I'll ship that out to them. If you would like to get in on the drawing for horror books and movies, DVDs, go to horrormakesushappy.com. There's a link on the front page to sign up for our mailing list. Once you do that, and respond to the confirmation email as well, which double check your spam folder for that. Once you're on the mailing list, once a month we do a drawing and pick somebody. I was talking with Sarah about this, that we should probably, what we're going to do is, you know, 1 person a month, and you can't win again if you've already won.
But, Ken Jennings.
Yeah, exactly. except maybe at Christmas we'll do like a 13th drawing, and anybody who had us, let me rephrase that, anybody who... messing up my words here. For the Christmas drawing, everybody is eligible, including people who had previously won the monthlies. If that makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
Ooh, I didn't think you would. It's alright.
What are we talking about? Carrots?
Your mom.
Oh, that one. No, it makes sense to me.
Sure, now you say it.
I was listening. Was you know, no do overs, no. Except Christmas, which is anybody,
right? What else do we want to chat about?
Come events, come my. Got my live stream drawing the webcomic coming up in 45 minutes. Plucking away at this Lexus story. The current page I'm working on is fun. It's got exploding heads.
Ooh.
Well, 1 exploding head.
Well, yes. That you know of.
Yes. Yeah, fun little bit about that. I originally had it written to where this character was shot in the face with a knee mortar. And I had it written that the character shooting her had the knee mortar resting on his knee.
Which is the exact same mistake.
The exact same mistake that people did back in history, because I decided, why not? I should probably look up a video or some information on how this weapon actually works. 1, You don't put it on your knee. People made that mistake in the past, and that resulted in a broken femur.
I believe whose video you were watching and you shared with me, I think he said that probably nobody has actually made that mistake because who had experience with the weapons would know that would be a very bad idea.
I've had one person make that mistake. At least one.
Not in reality, though.
Mm.
Do you?
I mean, that's how you know not to do things, is one person does it, and you're like, oh, well, that sucked. Don't do that.
I sure hope nobody actually did that in real life. Yeah. Because as the video you shared commented, anybody who were to do that would probably have at least one broken bone, if not multiple.
This is a mortar launcher meant to launch a grenade, I believe he said 55 meters, which is like...
maybe even more than that. I think the average target was like 50 meters. Now, the comment, if I remember correctly, in the video, the comment he made was that there may have been a mistranslation because the mortar was carried in a pouch or like a pocket next to your leg near the knee. And so they may have been mistranslating the location of the pocket instead of, you know, as being related to the actual name of the mortar. But anyway, so you were redrawing that.
Yeah, for two reasons. One, you wouldn't launch it that way. Redrew it, launching it proper. And two, I had it just hitting this victim and launching her nose up into her head. You know, just shoving the nose up into the brain, that whole thing. But yeah, this thing is meant to fire a minimum of around 50 meters, so that's not what would happen. No. So that frame has now become an exploding head with, you know, brains and eyeballs flying everywhere. So, con, I have to redraw a lot of frames. Pro, I get to draw exploding brains. Kind of rhymes.
Yes. And then there's comments to be made about your twisted sense of pros and cons. But go ahead.
Yeah.
What were you oh-godding about?
I don't know why Ryan's thing reminded me of Kid and Play, and I saw a picture of who was the one with the really high
top fade. They both did, I thought.
No, the one with the really tall one. They both did, but one of them had one that was like a foot tall. Was it Play?
I think that might have been Kid. Anyway, what about it?
I saw a picture of him today.
Oh, what are you looking like today? Yes.
We're all old.
Yeah.
What happened?
Time passed.
I had hair up here and I didn't have gray hair over here. What happened?
Yeah, I looked it up. It was Kid.
Okay, yeah. Kid looked more like Flavor Flav.
No, he didn't. What? Mm-hmm.
I was joking. I said Kid looking more like Flavor Flav.
Not even close.
Okay, you are correct.
I wouldn't want to mess with either one of them anyway.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, though. Well, a lot of people don't know that, but both of them, they had a very, you know, clean-cut persona for their musical act, but neither of them were people you wanted to mess with.
Just like the Beatles.
Yes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. A lot of people don't know that. They thought that the Stones were the badasses and the Beatles were the preppy kids, and it was more the reverse, that the kids from Liverpool were the ones who actually knew how to fight. And I think one of the Stones even went to an art school.
Went to film school.
Was it film school?
Not really, that was school. No, it's art school. It was a quote from Jane Silent Bob Strike Back.
Well, is there anything else you want to chat about, or should we wrap this up?
Are you going to do a wrap it up?
Okay.
You want to do the thing in about 40 minutes now?
Yep. Take a little break, have a little snack, get down tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yak.
All right, cool. Excuse me. Well, thank you to those in chat for joining us. We will hop off here. See you on the Discord server in about 40 minutes.
Yep.
Bye.
Deuces.